Yo, 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 what's up, everybody? John here with another episode. And today I want to talk to you guys about why Amazon has left New York. Why did Amazon pull out of the headquarters deal in New York? Well, the answer to that is free markets, okay? So this is the way economies work. And this is the beauty of free markets, okay? So people are angry that tax dollars are being used to subsidize New York or to subsidize Amazon, right? So let's say you're Amazon and you announce to the United States, hey, we want to move our headquarters. We want to open up a new headquarters in a city. Well, what happens now? And Amazon is saying, hey, we're going to create all these jobs. Wherever we decide to move, there's going to be all these jobs. It's going to stimulate the economy in that city, in that area. There's going to be improvements in that area. It'll be good for that area, inherently good for whichever area gets Amazon's new headquarters, right? So now picture you're a city, right? Picture you're New York. Well, you want Amazon to come to you, but guess what? Nashville wants Amazon to go to them as well. You know, all these cities want Amazon to come to them, right? So in this situation, Amazon is the buyer, right? And the cities are the sellers, right? So remember in my earlier podcast, I talked about you always want to be a buyer, never the seller. Well, Amazon has positioned themselves to be the buyer. Now, why is Amazon the buyer? Because they get to shop the cities, right? They have the abundance. They have the right to choose one city over another city, right? So now the cities, as the sellers, are motivated to give Amazon incentives for that, for Amazon to come to them. Because they know that if they sacrifice the short term of some tax subsidiaries to Amazon, then in the long term, they will benefit through stimulated economies, through the job creation, through all the money that will flow towards that city because of Amazon, right? The infrastructure, just think about all the employees. They need a place to live, right? That means someone's collecting rent off that person, right? They need a place to eat food, right? They're going to go to the Starbucks in that city, right? And then if they go to the Starbucks in that city for their coffee, well, then that gives a job to the person who works at Starbucks, right? So it's just a continuous long-term benefit to have Amazon in your city, right? So that's why it does not make sense for these people to be mad in New York that Amazon left, you know, because you can't be mad that we left, but then also be mad that we're subsidizing you. That's just basic understanding of free markets, right? So these people don't understand the short-term sacrifice of giving Amazon tax, giving them incentives, right, to come to their city for the long-term gain of all the jobs, right? All the economic prosperity that will occur because of Amazon being in your city. Right, so that's why in this situation, Amazon is the buyer, right? And the cities are the sellers, right? So that's why the cities have to give something up to Amazon, right? And the argument that, well, Amazon's making billions of dollars, you know, they don't need subsidiaries. And that's right, they don't need the subsidiaries. But as a business, I want to make as much money as possible, right? That's natural. That's what I want to do as a business. So if I announce to the world that I'm moving my location, then I'm creating the demand for the cities to want Amazon to come to their city, right? So if you're a city and you think, if your viewpoint is that, oh, it's we shouldn't have to give them tax subsidiaries and things like that, and we shouldn't give them incentives to come to our city. Well, then that's your viewpoint, but what is Amazon gonna do? They're just gonna look at the other city who is offering them benefits because that other city understands how economies work. that other city understands the free markets, and that other city understands that if they incentivize Amazon to come to them, then they will reap the long-term benefits of having Amazon headquarters in their city. So that's why I think it's comical, the viewpoints of certain individuals in New York with this issue. I think it's very comical because it just shows their lack of understanding of basic free markets, basic economics. And so that's just what I wanted to share with you guys today. I know it's a little bit political, but if you get anything from this talk, it's that there is a reason why a billion-dollar company is being given more money because of free markets, right? Because of sacrificing the short term for the long term gain, right? I talk about that a lot as well. So if you guys can just take one thing, it's understanding how free markets work. And if you can understand how free markets work, then you can understand the situation that is happening with New York and Amazon's headquarters. Thank you guys for listening. If you want to learn more, if you want one-on-one coaching, if you have questions for me, ask them at johnmentorsme@gmail.com. Shoot me an email. We can talk. Thank you guys for listening. Stay healthy, stay wealthy, stay loving. Peace.